The federal government wants to take the digital fight to cyber criminals to be the hacker, not the hack victim. The Australian Signals Directorate will now take an offensive stance to disrupt, degrade, deny and deter offshore cyber crime. And in a major transformation, the Australian Defence Force has been given extensive new cyber warfare capabilities to both defend and also attack. This comes in the wake of this week's pettier cyber attack, which affected governments, banks, hospitals and businesses around the world, including here in Australia, of course. Fergus Hansen heads the International Cyber Policy Centre at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute and joins us tonight. Welcome.
Thank you.
Is this a case of hack or be hacked?
Well, this is a case of try to hack cyber criminals overseas, and it's a very interesting new development and really a sort of a cutting-edge announcement that the government is going to be doing this, and that we haven't seen this type of announcement from Western states before about taking the fight to criminals overseas.
That was my next question. So this hasn't happened. What, we're trying to be world leaders here?
Well, it's an interesting, the announcement side of this is very interesting. It's presumably intended to send a warning to cyber criminals to stay away from Australia, but it also telegraphs some interesting messages that may be unintended consequences. For example, telegraphing to other states that they could now apply the same principle, perhaps, to attack Australians that they regard as breaking their laws.
So you think it provides a risk as well that people might target us because we're announcing that we're doing this?
Yeah, there's a huge number of legal complexities here, and we haven't seen all the details yet. But what seems to be suggested is that there's a potential to move away from the old process of issuing warrants and passing them on to foreign governments to execute them or to consider them, to now going directly to counter cyber attacks against cyber criminals that are based overseas in a foreign country without necessarily letting that country know that that counter attack is taking place.
Let's talk about the Australian Signals Directorate. Has the ASD ever been given a proactive brief like this one?
Well, the Prime Minister announced last year that we had an offensive cyber capability. I don't think that surprised many people, seeing as so many countries around the world presumed and in some cases known to have these capabilities. So I think that wasn't necessarily a surprise. What is different is the range of potential targets that have been pointed out for that capability. So you would naturally assume one target potentially would be nation states. We've also heard more recently that it's being used to target Islamic State. And now we're talking about using it to target cyber criminals, so using a military capability to go after criminals.
I've got a question from one of our listeners, and I always say this, but it's true. Listeners ask the best questions, so I'm going to use it. I'm interested in the mechanics about how a government can arbitrarily launch a cyber attack given the current UN conventions about war.
Well, that's a really interesting question. I'd agree with you there. So the announcement has said that this is going to take place in compliance with international law, but we really would need to see the details of what that means, because traditionally there's been a principle of non-intervention in other nation states' domestic affairs. There's well-established protocols in terms of policing of how we go about prosecuting and trying to stop criminal networks overseas. So, for example, a warrant process where we'd get a warrant for a criminal's arrest, submit an extradition request to a foreign country, have them consider it and see what they do with that. So this seems a different type of approach, and we'd really need to start to see some of the details before we could understand what kind of principles this will be operating under.
If you're just tuning in, the man that you can hear is Fergus Hansen. He heads the International Cyber Policy Centre at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, and this is RN Drive. How much of a threat are cyber attacks on Australia? I mean, this is a pretty significant response. How big is the response to the problem? How big is the problem?
Well, I think the big sort of media-friendly, the big sort of things that we see in the media are the ransomware attacks, the WannaCry-style attacks, which haven't necessarily hit that many Australian businesses. But the attacks that seem to go under the radar and aren't necessarily reported on are the small-scale you know, banking fraud, for example, credit card fraud that happens all the time and amounts to a huge amount of money. We don't have an exact fix on that amount, but it's estimated conservatively. The minister announced it in his statement today of $1 billion per annum. I think that's definitely on the conservative side. And so it is a huge cost to business, and it's a huge cost particularly to our banks. So it is a big issue, and this is a capability that we do have to go out and take that forward. It's the interesting part of it is making that a news that we're going to be doing that public.
100 people will start out in this new section of the ADF, building to, I think it's 900 over the next decade. How does this compare to other nations? You say, you know, we are really a leader here.
Well, it's difficult to get an exact fix on what everybody's doing. But for example, the United States is looking to staff up to around 6,000 personnel in its cyber command. Obviously, it's the world's leading military superpower. So, comparing Australia and the United States isn't necessarily the best example, but I think this is 100 people is a pretty modest number, given the type of remit that they have. Getting up to 900 is, I think, also reasonably modest, and I'd be surprised if we don't get there sooner than 10 years.
And does this kind of policy have the potential to make international relations more complicated? Or are we overthinking it?
It's definitely got some interesting potential implications. So depending on the details that we see in this proposal, it does seem to suggest that we'd be undertaking offensive cyber operations outside a wartime context. So using a military capability to go after criminal issues. And that's, I think, quite a different proposition from what we've seen traditionally with you know, using military capabilities. So it does potentially open up a whole new range of questions and potentially how other states will react to this sort of announcement. Will states that believe that Australians have committed crimes in Australia go after us because they believe that we've broken their laws?
So more questions than answers with this announcement. We'll find out the answers over the next couple of months, I suspect. Fergus, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.
Fergus Hansen heads the International Cyber Policy Centre at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, and this is RN Drive.